Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by the Golf Mart. Now there's time for golf in the offseason, unfortunately.
Playing today. Excited.
Padres. Swept out of the playoffs by the Dodgers. 12-3 the final. Oof. We've got open phones here. Going until 10 o'clock this morning, then we'll be back to our regular 5 to 9 next week. Woodsy, you ready to get out there? Start talking to listeners?
Let's do it, man.
833-288-0973. Where do we start? Why not Mike? We got a few of them on the board. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Ben & Woods.
What's going on, fellas, this morning?
How we doing, buddy?
Doing good, eh? Great season, but, you know, bottom line, it comes down to pitching in the playoffs. And pitching both starting and also bullpen for the Dodgers was just too impactful. Those guys just shut us down. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what needs to be addressed in the offseason for the Padres. Is can we get one more starting line pitching, obviously with the two other guys coming back, being healthy. But I do have to disagree with you, Ben, yesterday that talked about that this is a home run game. Yeah, it's a home run game. But if you look at the Dodgers yesterday, 12-3, they did not have one home run all game. They had three doubles, one triple, and it was all singles. So the other thing that has to be addressed in the offseason for the Padres is, can our professional hitters learn how to go the other way when they got the shift on? Can I hit it to left field? Can I hit it to right? I mean, come on, you're a professional. And then can you even bunt over to the empty side? I mean, there's nobody there. So I'm not saying that's going to win us games, but I'm saying you got to outsmart the other people, because yesterday the Dodgers, our pitchers had to be perfect, and we got none of that yesterday from any of them. So fantastic season, but at the end of the day, ran into a much better team top to bottom in terms of the pitching. You know,
hey, Mike. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Obviously, when you lose your two frontline starters, you're going to be behind the eight ball. And are there some things that I saw out of this team that made me scratch my head? Yeah, absolutely. But the whole, you know, hit through the shift, hit against the shift. I mean, look, it is what it is. The Padres hit more home runs than anybody in town. They had a style of baseball they played. They also stole more bases than anybody else. They are not afraid to manufacture runs.
I will agree with Mike in one aspect. The Dodgers are skilled, and one thing they did, and I think John Smoltz brought it up. He was on the show yesterday. They do a great job of putting the ball in play with two strikes a lot of times, making some things happen. How many times did the Dodgers bunt in that series?
None.
They didn't bunt. They didn't bunt. Beat the Padres shift just as much as the Dodgers do. They didn't bunt to beat the shift. And then look over at the American League series, and, I mean, it's just homer fests over there. Every team, the winning teams, they're just banging homers. Homers, homers, homers. The Astros have hit a ton of them. The Yankees have hit a million of them. The Rays have hit a million of them. The Oakland A's got eliminated. They hit a bunch of them. It's been homers all over the place. I wonder how much the park, the Globe Life Field, which was the hardest stadium to hit a homer in all season long, played into the lack of homers in this series and may have hurt the Padres being such a homer-hitting club. Now, it wasn't like they hit a bunch of, you know, fly balls that died at the warning track.
Well, they hit
either,
one that I can remember.
They did hit that, one that might have gone out
fairly impactful. But,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, look, it. Here's the thing that you need to remember about the Dodgers. They've got this experience. They've got a ton of it, and they're sharks. When there's blood in the water, they swarm. They swarm. They are absolute sharks when it comes to runners in scoring position and things like that. I mean, they just they don't miss, man. And the Padres did. They missed a bunch. They had a lot of chances. Fernando Tatis last night, massive chance against a soft-throwing lefty. And he K'd with the bases loaded. He's young. It's going to be fine. That's the killer instinct that the Padres need to develop, and I think they have in the comeback kid bit. I don't want to see it anymore.
I don't know. I mean, I want to start. They led in all three games. Remember,
yes,
Woods. They did have the lead. I don't know if it's killer instinct.
It's absolutely killer instinct.
I think it might be relaxing a little more. It might be the opposite.
The Dodgers don't relax. They grind. They grind. They grind. They grind. And again, they talked about it on the broadcast.
I just don't know that the answer when you're batting is to try harder. I can't imagine that in a huge situation with the bases loaded,
you're talking about
Fernando
two different
Tatis
things.
Up there is not grinding enough. Doesn't have enough of a killer instinct at the plate.
Not him. Them. The whole team. How many runners left in scoring position? That's the difference in the series. Is the Dodgers, when they smell blood in the water, they swarm and they put up 3, 4, 5 runs. Padres scratch out a run here, scratch out a run there. They leave men in second and third, nobody out. You get one run.
Yeah, hitting with runners in scoring position is absolutely critical. Padres were the best in baseball at putting up crooked numbers all season long.
And then it stopped.
It just has stopped in this series. Is that something because of the Dodgers? Is it just baseball? And sometimes you have a couple of days like that and they just hit the Padres at the wrong time. I don't know that you can extrapolate other than you're not going to win a lot of playoff series hitting with runners in scoring position the way the Padres did.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the difference in those teams, though, man. One team did, one team didn't.
I don't even know where to go here. 833-288-0973. Yeah, let's just go with Paul in Chula Vista. Paul, welcome to Ben and Woods. Good morning.
Morning. I'm thrilled that you said Paul in Chula Vista because I hadn't spoken to anyone. Am I on the register?
You're right on the air. We don't have a phone screener. This is 2020. Look, we had to furlough him months ago.
You guys got me thinking about the beauty of this season, and I thought of a Tatis Superman catch. I'm not good at details, but it was the time that he just took off in the left field, jumped in the air like Superman,
yep,
and caught that ball, or Machado in the shift in right field and that catch at his shoulder as he was running away from
one of the best catches I've ever seen.
I mean,
there's
so many great moments, Paul. I mean, we will celebrate those. You know, not just today, but all off season long, we'll be thinking, "Hey, Woodsy, remember that time the Padres hit 4 straight grand slams? That was amazing.
Yep,
four days.
Was amazing.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Mission Valley. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Ben and Woods.
Hey guys, how we doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm proud. I'm very proud of this team. As somebody that's been cheering for them and been a big fan since I was probably about, I don't know, 10, 11 years old, when I could start going to games. You know, used to go to about 60 games a year at Qualcomm and lived and died with this team even when they lost 100 games a year. And I'm just so proud. This team has just been everything to me the past few months.
Yep.
And it's meant everything to my family. And if anything, they have lifted the city spirits during, you know, these crazy times where it's so easy to just get down. It's just so easy to just give up and say, hey, man, you know, the world is terrible right now and the United States is a mess. And but they gave us that distraction that we needed so desperately. And I'm so thankful for that. And as a guy that grew up listening to sports radio here, you know, since 690 and early, you know, my dad used to force feed me Hacksaw and Jim Rome.
React to me.
Yeah. I will tell you that we've never in this city, I mean, we've had guys that have been Padre-centric. We've never had somebody that has, number one, a local voice to talk about our Padres. So I thank you for that, Ben, because you understand the heartbeat of the fans and you're patient with the fans because you get it and you feel the same way that we do. And we've never had the type of energy that Woods brings and the happiness and joy for baseball. And obviously mixed in there, you know, you guys, you know, you're seam heads too. You guys, you know the game, you talk the game. And, you know, for a baseball lover like me that grew up watching the game and loving the game, look, I was never good enough to play. So what I had was to watch it. And I've watched more baseball than people can forget. And you guys get it. And you guys are fantastic and a treasure and the best team that has ever talked Padres in this city, and I'm just so thankful for it.
Such high praise. Paul, make that into a promo.
Awesome,
I'd like
Mike,
to run
thank
that
you.
Every,
before you go,
every
Mike,
5 minutes.
Mike, your reaction to Anthony Lynn naming Justin Herbert as his starter moving
forward. Man, that's not even funny. Like, that's not even funny.
You want me to
No, hang up.
No, no,
hang
no,
up.
No, I'm kidding. It was a joke.
It's not.
It was
like
a joke.
The worst.
It was my,
it's like a carrot
it
top
was my,
bit.
It was my slightly sarcastic sense of humor. Someone tweeted,
Mike will.
Sarcastic Ben has come to the party.
Mike will, he will freak out, man. You just undid all the good things he just said about
Sarcastic
us.
Ben has come to the party this morning. We're going to continue with these phone calls. I see some of our regulars. Hang on. 833-288-0973. We got a lot of area codes around here.
We do.
833-288-0973 if you want to join us. I think the voicemail line is fairly full, the Hammer Hotline. So we'll get you some voicemails as well. We'll have our breakdown of last night's game, what we saw. It was pretty ugly. I don't want to spend too much time talking really about what happened last night.
I got some questions. Yeah, I've got some questions.
There's some strategic decisions we might... In our unending praise of Jace Tingler this season,
I got some questions.
It didn't necessarily end on the highest of high notes yesterday.
I got some questions.
We will discuss it all coming up. Stick around. It's Bennett Woods.
I've got questions.
On a Friday morning, after the Padres get knocked out of the playoffs on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.